This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. Some of the very first evacuees from Harvey were newborns in intensive care. They were flown out of a Corpus Christi hospital last weekend before the storm hit. The babies are in Fort Worth at Cook Children's Medical Center. I spoke to one mom who's been by her baby girl's side.
Aunque mis ojos no te puedan ver.
A few weeks ago, Nereida Rangel was singing to her newborn daughter at a children's hospital in Corpus Christi. Shaddai Jire Leha was born premature. She has a congenital heart defect that left holes in her heart. It's hard for her to breathe. One time, her blood pressure dropped and her face turned purple. Having a child in a hospital is hard for any mom. As Shaddai was fighting for her life, Harvey was brewing in the Gulf of Mexico, heading for Corpus Christi. Driscoll Children's Hospital decided to evacuate. Rangel wasn't sure if she'd be allowed to travel with her baby. She prayed.
I said to God, "You have the power to stop this hurricane or to help me with my daughter."
A paramedic came into the room and told her, "You ready, mommy? Vámonos, let's go." She had 20 minutes to pack. She moved quickly, despite the pain from her C-section. Shaddai was among 10 babies flown on small jets from Corpus Christi to Fort Worth's Cook Children's Medical Center. The hospital does these transports every day, 3,000 a year. Debbie Boudreau is program director for the hospital program called Teddy Bear Transport.
Every day when we go on a transport, we take a Pandora's box of equipment with us in the event we never really know what we're going to get, so we're always prepared for the worst, hoping for the best.
Patients who weigh 10 pounds or less are placed on a portable incubator attached to a ventilator. Boudreau has been doing this 30 years. She has 3 sons of her own.
You are taking someone's most prized possession away from them. And so my job and the job of my staff is to ensure them that we were going to take care of those children as if they were our very own.
Hospital officials say some of the babies could be returning to Corpus Christi soon. Nereida Rangel isn't sure when she and her daughter will go back. Shaddai will need heart surgery soon. Her faith gives her hope.
Es un milagro. Mi hija es un milagro de Dios.
It's a miracle. My daughter is a miracle from God. She's alive because of him. He's with us and has never left us alone.
For now, Rangel spends all day by her daughter's side, singing and praying. Harvey may have forced them to move across the state, 400 miles from home, but this mother and her baby girl are together. Stella Chavez, KERA News.